6:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
It's a great rap song.
Presented by your Baltimore area Jiffy Lube location. Wasn't she the first one to rap in a pop song?
Yeah. Debbie Harry? Blondie?
Yeah. Fab Five Freddy on everybody's mind.
Yeah, this is what I love though, because she was really trying to push a lot of different types of music.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite things about this is when KRS-One redid this.
Yeah.
And, oh God, it's such a good song.
Was it? I think he did it on the anniversary of the song.
Did he?
Yeah, I think it was like, was it 25? It was some kind of homage to that song. Mm-hmm. The reason why he did it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Tuesday, the Orioles had a position players only meeting to air things out a little bit, considering how last night went.
Would they tell them they might be pitching later on in the game? Is that what they? We're meeting. Hey, some of you guys get your arms warmed up. I don't know if you've seen our pitching lately. Oh,
You think the meeting was necessary,
Ed?
I would say so. I would think so. I mean, when you have things going in a certain way, I think it's good to just have a discussion amongst yourself. I mean, just think about us. If there's something that we didn't think was working, should we just do it ourselves, or should we bring in management and other people? I would just do it among ourselves.
Yeah, I agree. Because you don't know. I mean, look, it's on us. It's not on management right now.
You're living it. You know what's happening.
The lack of productivity is on the players, ultimately. Yeah. The manager get blamed, the front office people get blamed, but we know it's on the players, man.
So they had the meeting yesterday?
Yes.
It wasn't a good meeting. They got three hits.
It was Monday.
Yeah. Well, no, like, in all seriousness, like, looking at, I think those things do need to happen. Like, you heard that quote from Brandon Hyde coming in about, or in the update. No, I didn't talk to him after last night's game. These are professionals. They know what they need to do. Like, they need to come in and try to win the series. As bad as yesterday was, it was one loss, you know?
I will say that's a legit question by the reporter, because there are times where Hyde does address them after the game.
Yeah, I think it's a fair question. Yeah. But, you know, like, again, going back to this, and there's so many times where we say that's baseball, or and people are like, oh, come on, that's a cop-out. There's weird things that happen. It's a really – I don't think there's any sport quite like this sport.
No, it's not. There is none. And I'm glad Joe got it back on track. Because you're right, Joe, it was Monday. So for those of you who saw, they have a meeting then and they had three hits. No, they had a meeting Monday, came out and beat the Yankees, and you saw the emotion that was expressed by Ryan O'Hearn, who, by the way,
the three-run homer,
led the meeting.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I'd say, too, is can we have that meeting today before the game?
So you can win the series?
Yeah.
Let's meet every day.
Let's just air it out and bitch about everything that's wrong. Like, sometimes, you know it, like, people need that. There are a lot of people that don't want to say things in certain settings, and you almost need it to get ugly before it can get better, which means you're probably in that meeting, not necessarily calling out anyone directly. But if that shoe fits, lace it up and wear it then. Because you can look at it and hear him and go, oh, damn, he's talking about me. You know, but it's all of, like, who is actually playing well? I saw somebody tweeted out, they put out Gunner, Adley, Westberg, who else am I? There's somebody else in there. And said, who would have thought that these guys would be hitting like this in April? That all of this would happen at the same time.
Yeah.
And again, so is there something wrong with the message? Is it just bad timing? Like, what is going on?
Let's go to Baltimore and get Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I had a comment on the meeting, and then I had a question for you guys. So I'm really glad that the players did this, especially that it was Cedric and O'Hearn, the two guys that have legitimately faced adversity in the major leagues. You know, O'Hearn with Kansas City when they were bad, and then Mullins with us during the rebuild. And, you know, I think you guys touched on it that you know, it's on the players, not on management, which leads me to my question. You know, there's been a lot of talk of Brandon Hyde losing his job, and we already know that there's been a lack of leadership in the clubhouse. How do you think that?
How do you know it's a lack of leadership? Hold on, Ryan. How do you know it's a lack of leadership in the clubhouse?
Well, I'll say I don't know there.
Yeah, there's not a lack of leadership. I know you started off the conversation by saying two players held a position-only meeting. So there's not a lack of leadership if the players are calling the meeting. That right there is your leadership. So, I mean, the Brandon Hyde thing, I mean, that's something generated by fans. I don't know whether or not Brandon Hyde is on the hot seat. You would think after the start that he had right now,
he has to be
11-18. That's a legitimate concern. It is. But what's not legitimate is there's a lack of leadership in the clubhouse. There's a lack of productivity in the lineup.
It's weird when people say, like, oh, so I'm saying Brandon Hyde is on the hot seat. And understanding what I'm saying is meaning that if things keep going this way,
right,
then all of a sudden you almost feel like you have to make some sort of move.
I agree with
you. And the easiest thing to do is you start moving out position coaches or you move out the manager and find a new
one. Did the hitting coach come from? From within, right?
Yeah, was it from the minors and backup, or was he around here? Anyway.
I'm not saying the problem is the hitting coach, but if you're going to change something, what's wrong right now? You got the hitters for the most part that you want.
But you know how.
Shake something up from the outside. I mean, if you keep promoting from within, you're still recycling the same philosophy.
Yeah.
Well, the new guy you bring in is studying the same thing the other guy does. Is it his voice that you're not picking up on, or is it the philosophy?
What?
I just think you got a bunch of players who aren't productive right now.
Ed, I'd sit here and say, like, 99% of the time, or I don't even know what the percentage is, a high number, the hitting coach isn't the problem.
No,
I'm sure that there is an issue.
I don't think he is right now.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an issue on some teams where it's like, man, I don't like this effing guy. We need to get him out of here. Because we've heard that about, who was the pitching coach here? Kranitz? All the pitchers hated?
Nobody liked him. But
they
had
all
reason.
Hated him.
They had reason.
But again,
you'd be texting me at 2 o'clock in the morning calling me what?
Yeah. Well, that's like, it's the same thing that I'm saying. Like, when you get to that point, it's not just about what someone's doing, but you can have an incident where players just don't like the guy that they're technically working for.
Let's go to Donnie and get in Dundalk. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. I just wanted to make a comment. So the players' meeting, I think that was a good call by Mullins and by O'Hearn. I was taking a look at some of the underlying stats for, like, Adley, for Mountcastle, for Gunner. All of their batting average on balls in play is, like, they're hovering right at the 200 line. So they're not even within, like, the league average. They're right around 300.
Yeah.
So it's just some bad luck. It'll be okay. And, you know, the Kyle Gibson start, Kyle Gibson threw 30-plus starts for us, 200-plus innings at an ERA under 5. I would take that any day, and I think he's just kind of get warmed up. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you. Let's go to Mike in Nottingham. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Rob. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I just wanted to make the comment about when I was a kid, I remember Frank Robinson had the kangaroo court, and he was calling them together all the time, you know, to just keep the unity together. And I thought these guys actually had a lot of that, you know, camaraderie and rah-rah and all that. But, you know, that's easier to happen when you're winning than when you're losing. And the question I have is, with all the analytics, why is it that there was a time in Oriole history where they really – the pitching coaches knew what they were doing and they could pitch. I mean, they turned around that guy, Steve Stone. Mike Cuellar wasn't that much in Houston, but he comes to Baltimore. McGregor, Flanagan.
Can I stop you for a second, Mike? Because we could also name pitchers in that era that they didn't turn around. Felix Bautista, they turned around. Cano, they turned around. I mean, they turned pitchers around here. Those guys were not successful before they got here. So they're doing the same thing. I mean, we could easily name the guys from yesteryear, but we can also name some guys that didn't pan out. You know what I mean? So they brought in guys, Jeremy, that weren't successful before. You got one of the game's most dominant closers. Look at his minor league numbers before.
Yeah, I think if you're gonna sit here and talk about guys from yesteryear, we're gonna need to bring Ed in for this since he saw them. How long ago was yesteryear, Ed? But you're like, again, everybody
it was,
has.
It was close to. I remember. It was. I remember my first Christmas because it was the first Christmas.
And it was, so you were there for the first Noel.
Happy birthday, yes. Jesus!
You were there for the first Noel.
He was one of the wise men. He brought myrrh.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, we don't talk about a guy like Bill Swaggerty. What'd they do for him?
Yeah.
You know, you don't bring him up because he's not successful. We always bring up the success stories from Al Glory days and make it seem like it was all good. There were guys in the Orioles organization, pitchers, who didn't pan out. If you got it, then that's easy for me to turn. It's not easy, but I can turn it around for you. If you don't have it, you don't have it.
So let me ask you this, though. With social media and the fact that everything's readily available, like when you were a kid, how often were you find out what was going on at AA and AAA?
I didn't.
And now
told
you know
the game.
Like I saw Trevor Rogers got his ass lit up at AAA last night, you know?
I didn't know that they told me on the telecast.